Whose birthday is it? It's the birthday of the Wobblies! So, to tell you a little bit about the Wobblies, we have one of our local people, Brian, here. Solidarity forever and one day longer.
Well, hi everybody, my name is Brian Helmley. I'm organizing with the folks down here with IWW locally. What's up? All right, well, first of all, thanks to the organizing committee, the interns, and the volunteers of the Real Work Film Festival for having the vision and commitment to make this happen. Just really, seriously, this has been great. Thank you also for being so welcoming to the IWW. We're just now starting to get our collective crap together in this town, and so it's really, again, right? That's right. This is a reformation of the IWW here locally. It's happened many times in the past, and I'm always curious to hear what people have done in the past, so please come talk to us. So yeah, basically, thank you for being so open to having the IWW come, and also paying so much attention to our history. We're also trying to do things now, currently though, too, and I think that we have some valuable contributions to make to the local labor movement, and we look forward to working with you to organize. The IWW have been the strongest when we organized with workers who were unorganizable. The other unions couldn't or wouldn't organize. In the past, it was lumberjacks like Tom Scribner, whose statue we will pass, and we can hear from some Wobblies who know history about that, and also if other community folks know about Tom Scribner, there's a statue, and you can tell us about it. Migrant farm workers, miners, dock workers, they were basically temps, if you think about it, because they had bad wages, no job security, and no control over their work. Does that sound familiar to anybody here? All right, all right. Anyone in this crowd making less than $11 an hour? Raise your hand, seriously, raise them. I want everybody to see this because they're right here. That's right. Healthcare workers, absolutely. People, you know, just doing contingent labor, having to drive all over the stinking place to get like two or three jobs to cobble together enough to pay rent every month. Rent in this town, I believe, is between $1,200 and $1,400 for a one-bedroom apartment. Is that right? Is it higher? Is that what it is right now? That's what people are paying? Because, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, you know, add to that the fact that women still make 70 cents to a man's dollar. Add to that that racist and anti-immigrant attacks are happening consistently, and that's actually the main politics of this country and this state in particular, with our Führer in Sacramento, who is busy hacking apart the schools and the healthcare system that we have all paid for, and while he's locking up a whole generation of youth of color. And that's basically to make white people feel safe, and we need to counter that as a labor movement. We can do that because we do work together out in the community. Now, if you're in racially segregated working places, you can do things even out in the community. Come join the Wobblies. We're going to try. We're going to be working on this stuff. Also, Bush's attempt to hand over our Social Security money to Wall Street while he sends the youth to kill and die for oil, and we're supposed to feel safer. How about you? You feel safer?
No.
Oh. Do you believe the government on this? Any of this?
No!
All right, well, if you like all this so far, you're just going to love thinking about peak oil. Have you all heard about this? Peak oil? All right, it's basically kind of the new sexy discussion that is starting to happen where people are talking about the environment and economic repercussions of the fact that oil is finite. It will run out, and once we reach the point where we can no longer extract increasing amounts every year, the prices will start to go up. And basically, in this society, everything that we use, all industrial products, are made with oil, transported with oil, processed with oil, everything. I mean, everything is done with oil. And once that runs out, there's going to be a serious, serious set of social conditions that are going to arise. It's going to look like war, famine, poverty, and the Great Depression all rolled into one. Dr. Richard Heinberg, who visited here a month or so ago, said in Power Down that the peak will happen between 2010 and 2020, approximately. That means that everything is going to go up, and basically there's no way it can come back down in terms of price. It means that there's just going to be less stuff that we need to live. So, you know, and the way that things are, you know, coming back to like right now, things are already really bad. People are working in crummy jobs with no benefits, crummy wages. They're, you know, living in either crummy housing or ridiculously expensive housing, or housing that's both ridiculously expensive and crummy. Or a tent, exactly, and then being harassed for being sleeping after 11 o'clock, or 10 o'clock around here, I believe. Anyway, so, sorry, I just got to get this out here. Do you believe that the government is going to have your back and support you and help you get your basic needs met when this happens?
No!
You sure? What about the bosses? They're here to help, right?
No!
Well, then who the hell is going to help us? Okay, well, turn around, introduce yourselves. You are basically the only thing that's going to keep each other from being put out of house, home, food, all that. And at work, you're the only people that you can count on. You cannot count on the boss. Most people don't have unions. We're at around 13% in the country overall unionized. That's pathetic. I tell you what, is terrible. Things need to change. I think, basically, let me just stumble around here. Jesus Christ. All right. So basically, these are the folks that are responsible enough to come stand and be counted with you on International Workers' Day. If we make this serious commitment to each other that no one starves, no one goes homeless, no one is raped or molested or gay-bashed, that no one is going to have to work two jobs just to pay rent, that no one will go without medical care, that no one is illegal, that everyone is welcome in our unions, and that nobody scabs in our town, then we can do what the bosses and the government don't want to and have never done a good enough job of anyway. So let's get our collective crap together and give them a run for their money. On that note, and in the spirit of this 100th anniversary of the founding of the Industrial Workers of the World, on this fine May Day, please help let Santa Cruz know what the IWW is all about. This is the first couple sentences of the preamble to the IWW Constitution from 1905. All right, y'all ready for this? Repeat after me. The working class and the employing class...
The working class and the employing class...
have nothing in common.
There can be no peace.
So long as hunger and want
are found among the millions of people. Millions of people.
And the few. Who make up the employing class. Have all the good things of life. Between these two classes. A struggle must go on.
Until the workers of the world.
Organize as a class.
Take possession.
Of the means of production.
Abolish the wage system.
And live in harmony with the earth. That's the first few sentences, and I also want to say that if you read the document, you will find that there are comments in there that are so predictive of what has happened for the last 100 years. It traces it absolutely. It talks about the division of the unions and how it keeps the working class separate and from doing actual solidarity with each other to actually bring about some serious change. I think that can change, and I think that it will start to happen at the grassroots, outside the unions, here among the community members, among the students, among the retired people. I really have a lot of hope for this, and I'm happy to be here helping and organizing with you all. So, thank you.